Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about standing firm, about God's desire that we stand firm in our faith, we stand firm in Him, and we stand firm against temptation. And each weekday, we're talking about various aspects of what that looks like and how God would have us standing firm in Him as we build for revival, as we seek God's help in being revived, being restored, being rebuilt more and more into the image of Christ. And today we're going to talk and pray about standing firm in freedom. As we've looked about at the work that we do and the foundation that we have in Christ, Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Jesus makes it clear in His teaching that we're serving something. And we have a choice whether our master is God or it's sin. And Paul writes and he says that we have been set free from the bondage of sin. We have been set free from the mastery of Satan, so that we can live free. And throughout the letters that Paul has written to the church that are collected in our Bible, we recognize that he spends a lot of time talking about that freedom, what it is and what it isn't. And he makes it clear that standing firm in our freedom, to recognize that it is for freedom that we have been set free, doesn't give us a license to continue sinning. It's not a freedom to sin, it's a freedom from sin. And I think sometimes we kind of get mixed up. Because in our American ideal of freedom, it means I can do whatever I want and no one can tell me otherwise. And we begin to at least mentally apply that to the instruction of God's word that says we are free. But what we're free from has to be determined. And Jesus came to set us free from the penalty, from the bondage, from the mastery of sin. And so when he says it is for freedom that you have been set free, it's the freedom to not sin. It's the freedom to live a life of righteousness, to live a life that honors God. And so we begin to recognize the different ways that we slide back into bondage. And sometimes that bondage is a legalism, that we've been set free from sin, we've been set free from the penalty of the law, that we place burdens on others that God doesn't place. We become legalistic about things that are important to us. Sometimes that bondage is, well, the sin that so easily entangles us. And when Paul writes about that, it's it's not defined, and I think it's not defined for a reason, because, well, the sin that may so easily entangle me may not be the same one that so easily entangles you. But we have those sins in our life that we're more susceptible to. And sometimes we become convinced by others, we become convinced by ourselves, we become convinced by the enemy that we'll never overcome it. We'll just live with it and allow God's grace to be enough. And I believe in those instances, God speaks through this verse we looked at today that says, you've been set free from that. It no longer has to have mastery over you. But the thing with the mastery of our life is it's our choice. We've been bought by Jesus. In a very real sense, we sold ourselves into slavery through sin. And Jesus bought us free, bought us with the price of the blood, of His blood, His sacrifice on the cross, in order that He can say that we're free, but with a desire that we would choose to willingly follow in obedience to Him. Throughout Old Testament times, there were principles applied to people who would sell themselves into slavery, into bondage, in essence renting themselves out for a set period of time as a servant. But according to the Jewish law, there was a time where every slave, every bond servant would be set free. But there was a process if that bond servant did not want to leave. Perhaps they were being treated well and provided for and cared for, and there was a process that was gone through to where they could recommit themselves to that master. A voluntary surrender to continue that relationship that they had been sold into by themselves generally. And God's desire is that we learn that we've been set free by the blood of Jesus, and we willingly say, we want you, Jesus, we want God to be our master, to be the one in charge. We willingly submit in obedience under Him. You see, we stand firm in freedom, not when we reach the point of doing whatever we want, even to the extreme of thumbing our nose at God and saying, I'm free. We stand firm in freedom when we use that freedom to serve others. We use that freedom to live more like Jesus. We use that freedom to help, to love, to show mercy, to forgive. The things that can be very difficult for us. We use that freedom to reject sin. And when we use that freedom in a way that honors Jesus, in a way that reflects Jesus, then we truly do live as one who is free. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has paid the price in order that we can be free. And Father, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we have lived in bondage under sin, and perhaps we still do. And we allow sin to be our master. We allow self to be our master. We allow the whims of others, the ways of this world, to be our master when you come along and said, in Christ we have been set free. And Father, I pray that we would use that freedom in order to choose you as our master, as to choose Jesus as our Lord, the one that we submit to. That we would recognize from your word how to use the freedom in Christ that we have in ways that are good and beneficial and not in ways that are selfish. Father, may we stand firm in that freedom, a freedom which allows us to love people, a freedom that allows us to serve others according to their need, a freedom that allows us to not only be forgiven, but to forgive. A freedom that allows us to look and act more and more like Jesus every day. A freedom that allows us to surrender to your will, for your glory, for your purpose. And so, God, as we continue to live life, as we look to your word for the instruction that we need, we know that your word tells us that we cannot serve two masters. There cannot be two supreme bosses in our life. That we must choose whether you're in charge or whether the enemy's in charge. And Father, that choice that we often like to make, that we're in charge, simply doesn't last. And so may we stand firm in the freedom that comes by faith. The freedom that was bought with the blood of Jesus. May we not use that freedom in vain, in emptiness. May we not disregard it. May we not treat it as insignificant, but may we hold it up as a valuable thing. Father, may we learn to practice not being enslaved by sin. And as we learn to stand firm in that freedom, may we be very careful in how we treat others, that we would not be party to enslaving them. They would not be enslaved by sin. They would not be enslaved by legalism. But they would be set free to live the life that you created them to live. A life that's obedient to your word. A life that has been crucified to sin and that lives in obedience. A life that reflects Jesus. And Father, as we live that life, may we be very careful, may we be very deliberate. May the way we speak with others, may the way we interact with others always be focused on lifting up Jesus. Lifting Him up through our kindness, lifting Him up through our forgiveness, lifting Him up through our love. That Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Just a brief notice, I guess. Typically here, the end of May, early June, I take some time off and reset and refresh. And that's coming up quickly. And so it's a great likelihood that there will not be a broadcast next week or the week following, the last week of May, first week of June. And if I have opportunity, I may try to do some things during those 2 weeks, but has often been the case, I don't. And so just to warn you, we'll get through this week yet. And then if you're not finding a fresh broadcast, I know that the archives on the website with the audio and the Facebook feed, you can always go back and be encouraged by some of the past episodes. All of the audio from these are available at Tom's Treasure channel on iTunes, various podcast feeds that you can subscribe to and find them there as well. But just a heads up that if you end up in after this week, the next 2 weeks, not finding a morning broadcast, that's why. And it's good at times to just step back and refresh. And so appreciate your patience with that. And we look forward to finishing out this week, the next 2 days, and then heading into Memorial Day weekend and our gathering here at Deer Run on Sunday and worshiping together. So thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.